Andrew, I feel tired from dating this week.
Oh, why?
Because
what is going on?
So I've been going on a couple, like, I had a date on Wednesday that was a perfectly fine date, but I knew that I wasn't interested kind of within the first 5 minutes as it happens. Luckily, it was very close to my house because he also lives in Crown Heights. So we picked a bar that was convenient. One of my top three date spots. It's one that I also choose all the time. Mm-hmm. And he just – I thought he might be introverted based on the way that we text because he really kind of gives me nothing. Is the vibe.
Wait, so then what was the draw?
Thought he was cute. His Hinge profile had cute pictures. He has a tiny little kitten. He's an editor. He's very tall. I was like, maybe we'll like each other when we meet in person. Maybe he's a bad texter. And then I got there and I was like, oh yeah, you're a little shy. And we don't have anything. Like, we don't have anything to talk about, really. We talked about movies for an hour.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you didn't actually make reference to this in the date, that he was shy and you didn't have anything to talk about. You just sort of didn't discuss the elephant in the room, or?
No, I wasn't like, hey, sorry, I'm way more fun than you. I didn't say that. I just was like, oh, I actually have another, I have to go meet my friends. So I'm going to go out and meet my friends.
And he wasn't going to challenge that.
No, he was not. And he didn't. And then I just left and he paid for the drink and I loved it. Perfect way to, honestly, because I had that date where I think I told you I, it wasn't feeling good. I knew I didn't like this photographer again on the date. Mm-hmm. Had one drink, was like, I think it's just going to be one drink for me. And then I left and he was like fully, I could tell, devastated by this.
Yeah.
Really hurt his male ego. And I was like, that was so uncomfortable and I need to stop worrying about the men's feelings on these dates that I'm going on.
Wait.
But this guy, it was perfect, honestly, because it was a meh date. It wasn't, he's not for me, but he's a perfectly nice person. Didn't fight with me about just having one drink. Just was like, okay, this isn't it. And then I left and it was my neighborhood. So easy.
But you did start this episode saying that you were tired.
I am tired though.
So how is that? How is any of what you just said exhausting?
Because it's exhausting. It's exhausting to get excited, to get dressed up, get excited, sure, go. Yes. And then be like, I guess not this one. And okay. I have a date tonight with a lawyer. And he was like, I'm going to plan a whole thing. And I was like, okay.
Wait, so do you know what the plan is?
The plan is we're going on a taco crawl.
A taco crawl.
The plan is he picked a couple taco spots. I don't know about this guy, but I will get some tacos. But we'll see.
Okay. We'll see.
I mean, I do think that I'm someone who should be impressed by my date, and I'm happy that he's putting some work into it, but I also feel like this might be a lot.
That might be a lot.
It might be a lot, but we'll see.
I mean, like, I'm just like trying to think of, like, realistically, for me personally, I don't know how many tacos I would be able to consume.
I know, just two. Truly just two. And I don't know if it's a crawl if you can only go to two spots. But we'll find out. I know our guests are so scared for me. Our guests are like not liking this. And I agree. I'm like, I don't know how I got myself into this, but I did. And this is my night. And I am a little worried about it too. And ultimately there was one Hinge match that I have a huge crush on. We don't know each other. He's just funny and very tall, 6'6". And a journalist, and he's my favorite. And I gave him my phone number, and he hasn't texted me. So
that's because all the other bitches are texting him.
Yeah,
all the other bitches are texting him.
There's no, like, what do you think? What's gonna happen?
You think it's only girl that
they think the only girl texting a 6'6" guy?
No, I don't.
He's an athlete. He's an everyday athlete. He's out on the streets as an athlete, not playing professional sports.
Wow, okay. I think we have to introduce our guests who we love so much.
Wait, Jenny, I do have a receipt. I have a receipt.
Okay, I'm do your so receipt. Sorry.
I had a receipt maybe like 30 minutes before coming onto this podcast.
Do your receipt.
Classically, it is not following the receipt rules that you've sort of
It's going to be from a business. It's from a business?
No. It's a phone call. Okay. But I don't have a voicemail for, so there's actually no receipt of it.
Okay, that's fine.
But I got a
– We'll allow it.
I got a phone call from like Westchester, Pennsylvania or something. Mm-hmm. It was just like a contact that I didn't have. And, you know, I was like, oh, this might be important. I picked it up.
Yes.
It was a literal – It was a baby. Oh, it was a literal baby.
Like a child?
Like an infant that had called my phone and was like, ba, 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 ba. just like into the phone. I thought it was like the cutest thing of all time that they just sort of like got onto whoever's phone
and called a random number.
Wow.
I do wish that I left it. I wish I like sent it to voicemail. So I did have the receipt of a baby leaving a voicemail, but it really just brightened my day.
That's really cute.
A phone call from a
baby. I relate to this as I literally hit a joint in a park. I hit a joint, put it out. I'm sitting. A baby runs full force, arms open at me.
Oh,
can you imagine? I just literally outstretched my arms too. I had to like literally pick up this kid and have him. And then the dad was like, sorry. And I was like, my womb. You know.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, oh no, actually incredible. I'll keep this baby.
I'll remember it forever.
Everything I need. Yeah. Everything I needed. Hi, thank you to your baby.
Running towards you like it loves you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Unconditional love from a baby for sure. I'll say yes to that anytime. Well, everyone who is listening, you guessed it. We have two amazing podcast hosts on the pod today. They're hilarious comedians. They have a new podcast called Hoes with Feelings that if you're not listening to, you have to check out immediately. And you'll remember her from her previous episode. It's Carolina Teresa and also Melissa Rich here for the first time. Hi.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Thank you for being here. I'm so happy to have you both on receipts. Okay. So you think this 6'6 guy that I have a huge crush on, it's not, he doesn't care. There's all these other women that he's dating.
I mean, we don't know that for sure, but probably.
We don't know.
He's 6'6. He's living in New York. How many men who are 6'6 here?
That's true. I used to hook up with a guy who's 6'7.
Oh, I don't like the fact that
he was consistent for like a year.
First of all, the flannel around his waist is a no for me.
Okay. That's a no. His style is a no.
His style is a no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Okay. Look at his shirt and his pants in that last pic.
He looks like he hangs out with his friends from camp a lot or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be so disappointed with that. I bet you that's a whole lot of 6'6 and it's empty inside. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're right. Just that's the thing. The
personality, it's spread too far out with the
right. You don't have to have a personality because he's 6'6". People that's pay attention fair. To him because he's tall. Yeah.
That's fair. It's like a bag of chips. And when you open the bag of chips or a Pringles can, you're like, oh my God, they're not actually filled to the top. Mm-hmm. What's that about?
There's a lot of air in here.
There's
right.
a lot of air in him.
The ease with which men date in this city is unprecedented. It's completely ridiculous, and let alone a tall man. So
you're right. Okay, but this made me laugh. He said to me, well, what do we do here? Go on an actual date and try to avoid someone calling in an Amber Alert when people see our size difference. That's funny to me.
I don't know about that.
That is not funny. No.
That is not funny. That has pedophilia. That's pedophilia undertones for me. It's a no for me.
What is he like a banker or something? What is he? No. Muriel?
He's a journalist.
Okay.
Jenny, the fact that you like brought that as like the defense for him, that is just a major, that is his defense. No.
He was funny. I thought it was funny. Okay. Anyway. Guys, I'm okay. I'm horny and I want to go on a date with
You're just horny.
With a kidnapper. Okay.
I want to go on a date with a kidnapper. That's kind of in some ways hot to me. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
How old is he?
33.
And how old are you?
29.
Oh, okay. All right.
Real 29 or you're tell your manager you're 29?
Real 29.
Okay. I believe she's
real 20. I'm real 29 and tell the public that I'm 24. I'm a sweet 24 to the public, but I'm a real 29, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Absolutely.
I believe the public 24 as well. See, that's why I had to ask you because I was like, if you are actually 24 and he's 33 and he said that, it's a no for me. He's going to kill you.
Yeah. You're right.
And he told you he was.
And he told me he was going to murder me. Yeah. Yeah, he did. But at least he was considerate enough to give me a warning. You're like, we hate this.
There you go.
No,
there
you I like him. But I feel like now is the time to date. I think everybody's, well, not to date. Now is the time to fuck. Everybody's horny right now.
It's true. It's definitely true.
Everyone's super horny.
They're so horny. I find myself matching with people I would never match with in the past, but I'm just like, oh, I'm horny though. I might make this work. You know, like a tattoo artist. Cool. I don't know why a tattoo artist is exciting to me, but I'm like, I've never dated a tattoo artist. Why not? Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Go for it. I mean, they're everywhere.
Right?
They're step a lot. Foot into Williamsburg. You're going to, yeah.
I know. I'll run into 100 just on, Bedford. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The two of you, so you're done. You're both done dating. You're currently, tell me what's going on.
Don't do that. Don't try to.
Well, not, put kind, yeah, don't put a
don't
curse.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not cursing you. I'm not cursing you. I'm not cursing you. I'm not jinxing you.
Jenny,
you're not in a box.
You're saying in this episode has been redacted.
It's just going to be bleeped out. The entire first 20 minutes is just going to be a long bleep
out. She said, y'all are done.
You're done dating. I'm wishing you the best. I'm saying you're done. You're happy and you're done.
That's true. I mean, but you never know. You never know. This might could just be my first husband.
Yeah. I am not legally bound. So, and I'm not even a live-in situation. I'm a full neighbors and.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neighbors? How close?
About an 8-minute walk.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's revolutionary.
And that's how you know Melissa's in love. The fact that she even like let him be her neighbor.
I changed boroughs, babe. I changed boroughs.
You did. That's what I'm saying.
I wanted to. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I know. Yeah.
You moved for him, but not move in.
I wouldn't say I moved for him. I definitely wanted to live where I live, but that was part of it for sure.
Cute.
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's love. And that's Carolina. Love,
yeah.
Carolina, since we last spoke to you on this podcast, you became a married woman.
Yeah. But I think, was I engaged when we talked?
I don't even think so.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah.
Can I tell you how Carolina told me she was engaged? First of all, I went on one of Carolina's dates like the weekend before the panini, like early March.
A date that is not my husband.
Okay.
That is not her husband, her, me, and the guy. And we had a lovely time. Nice guy.
Mo.
Mo, who's great.
Shout out to Mo.
Long story short, shout out to Mo. We go to kickboxing. The pandemic happens. I don't see Carolina for, a solid couple months. I'm not even in New York at the moment. She texts me, I'm engaged, ho. Out of nowhere. To who? To whom? To whom, may I ask? Not the guy that I went on a date with. It was fantastic. It was, true surprise.
Full of surprises.
I threw everybody for a loop. Pretty much everybody was like, except for the people that knew him and knew him well. Like, my parents also knew him. We've known each other for 5 years and we've dated like on and off. And he's always been like, I'm going to marry you. You're my wife. We're going to get married. And I've always been like, okay, cute. No. But yeah, most people, some of my friends hadn't met him before. And then most people were just like, what the fuck, Carolina? They thought I was being
I had met him. I'd met him, three years ago?
Yeah, you met him before. People thought I was being
did not know he was in your life again.
Yeah. Right. People thought I was being real crazy, like COVID.
She's just horny. Yeah.
It's a pandemic. She's freaking out a little bit because the whole world's on fire. But
and now we have to stay together forever because I got to show them.
Right.
I gotta show them.
You got to prove the haters wrong. That's a good reason to do everything. Yeah, everything is to prove the haters wrong.
Spiteful. Yeah.
Absolutely. The best motivation is the haters. So. Mm-hmm. But Carolina, how did you and when did you decide that, let's get engaged? How did it happen?
I said it first. Comedy has literally proposed to me and been like, I want to marry you. You are the love of my life. Like ever since he met me. But he's also very African. And to me, it just felt like he was like, I came in from Africa. I met this juicy, chunky girl and she's beautiful and I'm going to just marry her. And I was like, yeah, but it's true. And I was like, you don't even know me. I'm crazy. And this whole 5-6 years that I've known Hamane, I would date him. We would date and then I would break up with him and I'd be like, you work too much. Cause he does work a lot. Okay. I'd be like, you work too much and you just don't understand me. And I want to be single and I want to be free. And that was always me. And this whole time that I was saying that, on and off and doing that. How many have never dated anybody else?
Just waiting and for then, you.
Yeah. Or he just wanted to work and like doesn't care about
he's
like
busy.
Yeah, he just likes to work and like doesn't care about the hoes as much as I care about the hoes. Okay. I love the hoes. But anyway, he came over to my house one day and we started seeing each other again. And I could already feel myself being like, he's just so good. Like, he's just, no matter what, he's always just going to be like this. And like everything he says he's going to do, he does. He's like, it annoys me that he works so hard, but I've never met anybody so hardworking, so like focused. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, he'll always be this good. It's not a front. It's not fake. Like, who is like this? And he came around my house and he was really upset because his mom was sick. Mm-hmm. And he's from Burkina Faso and she was sick in Burkina Faso. And we got in the car and I was just feeling so sad about it. He hasn't seen her in 5 years. And I was just like, well, if me and you got married, you could go see your mom. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, but I'm not doing that with you. He said, me and you get married, me and you get married. And we are married. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but okay, let's get married. Ah! And he was like, okay. And I was like, okay. And and also because like he was upset about his mom, but Artie was in, you know, Artie, you guys know, yeah. Artie was in Bay Ridge by herself. And she had been in Bay Ridge by herself for at least a couple months. And she was looking a little crazy on his stories. It was like, mama. And he was the only one I knew with a car that could drive me to Bay Ridge. So that's why he was at my house, was to drive me over to Bay Ridge. And he was upset about his mom. And I was like, oh, we don't have to go. Fuck Artie. And he was like, no. We promised Artie. Aww. We have to go see Artie. That's and that true. Also made me be like, he's always been that way. Like, he's always shown up for me, shown up for my shows, like treated my family well, treated me so well, and always been so consistently just good. And then starting to see him again, I was like, this is ill.
Ew.
Like, it is the worst. Like, when you find someone, you're like, oh no.
You're like, I love this motherfucker. Like, fuck him. Yeah. Ew. And he loves me too. And he would fucking die for me, wouldn't he? Aww. Okay, fine. Ew. Disgusting.
Yuck. It's moonstruck. It's like, do you love him? I love him awful. That's too bad. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like, oh shit. You're done. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love this. Did you get to go see his mom?
No, we're waiting. We're waiting until we can go see his mom.
Okay.
I'm excited to go to Burkina Faso. I'm ready.
I'm excited to go to Burkina Faso.
Oh, you going? You coming?
She better come. I need someone to come with me. Okay, nice. We started building our house.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we start building our house there.
Oh my God, a house there.
Yeah.
Cool. That's so exciting. Does he live with you in your apartment? And like, did he move in?
It's our apartment. Yeah. Yeah.
I know, but it was your
commune.
It was your apartment first, right?
Yes, it was mine first, and I'm never leaving, so it's ours now.
Wow. So you're gonna have an apartment and a house. So glam, Carolina.
I'm going to have a house in Burkina Faso. I'm going to have a house upstate, too.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I was trying to say.
I love this. Decided. I love these goals. Yes. Mm-hmm. Two houses? Okay. And Melissa, I need to know, so how did you meet your significant other? No.
My friend owns a restaurant, and she's one of my best friends, and she was also kind of best friends with my now boyfriend. So he was working at the restaurant at the time. I came in, we hung out. I was immediately like, oh no, I'm gonna fuck him. Like, I was just like, God damn it. And you know, he's British at the time. He's, I don't know, maybe 30. He's like, you know, this is the time for him. You know what I mean? Like, he's what he is in London, but here, you know, he's gone to the top. So I was like, God damn it. But I was still very much in that phase as well. So we kind of like, our first date was really incredible. We went to, do you guys know in Bed-Stuy, there's like this supper club across from the Home Depot?
No.
It's called Sugar Hill Supper Club.
Okay.
Like soul food.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. So George Clinton of Parliament, Funkadelic, he's performing there. And so he asked me to go do that. And I've been avoiding him for months and months. I met him in like, I don't know, April or something. This is like October. And I'm like, fuck, okay. So I'm just like, go. And I remember telling my friend, friends. I don't know what's going to happen here. Like, this might be really bad, but I'm going to go for it. And they were like, great. We support you. So we go, we have just like, it was just magical. It was just like fully magic. You know, went to like my favorite dive bar before we went to that. And I was just like, holy shit. Okay. So of course I don't have sex with him that night. Cause I'm like, classy, not slutty, but like, obviously I'm slutty. And so then we wait, you know, a week or so to go out again. And then we did, you know, I don't want to get too vulgar, but it was, you know, a bit shattering the next date as well. Like Earth, people are like, you look different. And I'm like, I know. And then I knew I was really screwed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where I was like, okay, I just had sex. It changed my life.
Yes. Like my friends noticed. But I'm so good. Everyone
exactly.
Noticed.
Like everyone's like, you look different. Yeah, I know. So, I mean, this is 2017. And I'm like, my famous line is like, I don't want a relationship. I don't want to hang out with you, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, obviously I did, but like, would I communicate that? No. So we kind of went on for a year of like, you know, ignore him. He, now that I know him, I understand that like when I was like being like, you know, wanting him to text me, but not talking to him and kind of being a bitch, he was like, oh, she doesn't like me, which to me, I'm like, no, I just want you to pursue me really hard. But like, you know,
psychotic a lot of Virgo.
Exactly. It was very Virgo. It was like, how you read my mind, you stupid idiot. You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing. So he, and it also because the times where I was like into it and putting the effort in, that's when we were good and we were going out on dates and whatever. So it was like in between like going out on fun dates, then all of a sudden we're just hooking up. And then, you know, for a year.
Okay.
And then eventually we just kind of got it together.
Isn't that wild when everyone's being healthy and talking to each other? We're like, oh yeah, this could be good. This relationship.
But it takes time. It takes time.
It takes time. Like, nothing is ever perfect.
I was not ready to be in a relationship because I've been in so many relationships. I've had like six, like quote unquote serious, like 2 year at least relationships. So like, I'm like, I'm in New York. I've been single for, you know, four going on maybe 5 years. And I was like, I fucking love this. Like, it's stressful and I hate it and it makes me crazy. But like, I didn't want to, you know, be tied down at that time at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that we still had that year and a half because I had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fun, important. I love it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I'm just like thrilled for you in these relationships and jealous out of my mind, honestly.
Yes, but Jenny, last time I spoke to you, you had a boyfriend.
True.
And you were living with him, with his family.
True. It's true. But honestly, that was not. What? That was a.
You were living with his family during COVID or what?
There was a pandemic. There was during the pandemic. I never would have done it if not for the pandemic.
Where was this?
In Arizona.
Sure.
I love Arizona. So beautiful. Sure. Yeah. And I love his family too. But honestly, that was my first serious relationship. And it was definitely like a starter relationship. You know, I learned a lot about what I'm okay with and what I need and what doesn't work for me. And I tried to make it work for way longer than I should have, mostly because it was my first one. And also because
the pandemic.
There was a pandemic. Also because I was scared.
Well, that's
lonely.
Great.
But yeah, but it was great. Oh my God, it was so great. And now, you know, that's, out on the dating scene again. Yeah. As we do, just like
more prepared than you were before.
Truly. Yes.
Yeah. Truly, I love dating though. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I used to have mad fun. And like, while I understand that like it is stressful and like everything is not easy, but like it's so fun. You just can't take it too seriously.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't take dating seriously, like right before, and I feel like the year before, like I like started seeing Hominy again, like that whole year before that, I was out popping it. And I was dating so much. Melissa, wasn't I dating so much? Yeah. I peed on an Irish man.
I know. Like, that's the story you told on the podcast, Carolina. The last I was on that date with you.
She loves
yes,
that. Yeah.
Yes, Jenny was there.
I was there.
So, like, I just feel like it could be so fun as long as you're not taking it too seriously. Mm-hmm. Ooh, just go out, get your little free drink.
It's a captive audience.
It's
like therapy,
audience.
But you're drunk and might fuck. Yeah, yes! It's a great time. It's like, do I tell you about myself? Yes. Yes, I will. Thank you.
You want me to talk about my mom? Let's go. You got this round or not?
Yeah. How much time do you have? Let's get into it. Yeah, totally. I love it.
Oh my God.
It's a blast.
I'm crying. Jenny, it's therapy, but we're drunk, but might. Yeah, Caroline, if I were you, what would you do?
I would set up a date for every night of the week.
I don't have time.
If you did have time, whenever you have time, just set up a date. That's and true. Whenever you want to go, when you're on Instagram, when you're on
TikTok,
that's
how you get burnt out.
And you're scrolling, no. And you're like, oh, that looks like a nice restaurant. I want to go there. You set up to go on the date at that restaurant. Or you're like, oh, I want to go see this art installation. You set up to go on the date. I want to go to this concert. You just get some guy to get it for you.
Okay. That sounds ideal in theory. Mm-hmm. But like, I didn't do a lot of apps, to be honest with you. The main time I used apps was when I was dating women, just because I felt like that was a little bit less likely to happen out in the world, unless I was at the woods on a Wednesday, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Sure, classic.
And the thing, can we reschedule? Mm-hmm. Can we whatever? You know what I mean? You can have all the best intentions trying to set up your dates. And I think it's tough, you know, especially pre-pandemic when we're doing shows four nights a week or whatever. Right. And then you have one night off where you can fully do something.
Yeah, and
you're like,
and that's
I could go have a guaranteed good time with my friends. I know, but this was my struggle. Guaranteed fun time with a friend scenario or, whatever. So like that's a little dicey, but I get what you're saying. Put out the quantity.
Right.
Yeah.
To then quality. Find quality. I know you have to go date a ton of people. Yeah. And I'm finding this too, where I'm really trying to have a date early so that I can still have my guaranteed fun night after, like knowing that I'm going to do. But again, it's like the doing shows thing definitely comes up. Yeah. It is less.
What, you're meeting at 6 o'clock?
Yeah. It's a little less horny.
You know. What am I going to
be? Yeah, that's horny. See him after the show, if anything.
You're saying 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock dates?
Yeah. I like a dinner date because I'm a bitch that wants to go for a meal.
Mm.
And so that's that.
But an awkward meal is very long.
Really long.
Listen, I will have a good time. I'm sorry. I decide that I'm going to go to a good time. I'm blessed because I haven't been on any dates where I was like, I'm leaving this date. I will just keep drinking and keep eating and entertaining myself. Yeah. Because I don't care if they're having a good time. Like, either you want to have a good time with me, or one of us is going to have a good time.
Wait, but Carolina, you just said it. You're the only one here that has not been in a position that you haven't had like a bad date.
So I haven't either.
Everyone else.
Yeah. You've never had a bad date?
But that's our mindset. But that's because it's our mindset.
Not that I was like, I want to leave right now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm at a bar. I can have fun. Yeah. I haven't been like, I need to leave. This guy's an idiot. I've been like, I probably won't see this guy again. But like,
okay. Walk around and have
an hour or two of fun. Yeah. I mean, not that I'm trying to think. Like, it's not every date I've been on. I'm like, I'm going to do this again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, Jenny, you've been on a date with me. I sit there and I'm like, okay, give my friends a drink. Yes. Give me a drink. Let me continue.
You're the life of the party.
Let's talk to the bartender. Let's hang out. Yeah.
Yeah. Figure it out. There's ways I feel like people go on dates and they're like, this person is gotta entertain me. Like, they have this expectation of the other person. I don't really have expectations of the other person. I only have expectations for myself, and that is for me to be fed and drunk and having fun.
I felt the burden of like, well, I need to make this fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, if anything, that would be the negative. Like, obviously, I'm the funny one here. I'm carrying this. So this is going to be a little bit of labor for me for an hour, but
that's how I feel all the time, though. Because, I mean, I can talk to a brick wall, but I just, like, don't always want to talk to a brick wall, you know? Like, I do like getting –
of course.
But I can. Like, I can make a fun conversation with anyone, which is honestly my curse, because everyone feels like they're having a good first date, even though in my mind I'm like, not for me. Like,
But that's why you got to make sure you're doing something that you're going to have fun. Like, one of my favorite first dates I've ever been on, we went to karaoke.
Oh, fun. That's
what I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like him. I don't know what his vibe is, but I'm going to go and enjoy myself.
Wait, Carolina, what are you singing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was saying, we got a private room, honey.
What is she not singing?
We got a private room.
Just the two of you?
She's fucking crazy.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of you in a private room? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. First we met at, what is that, Flower Shop?
Yeah. By me.
I don't know it. Where is that?
flower shop. It's an Australian bar, Lower East Side. Mm-hmm. We went there and we had like a couple drinks. And then I got drunk really quick because I hadn't eaten. He got me some food.
Sure.
He said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to go sing karaoke. He said, let's go sing karaoke. We went. We got a private room. We sang karaoke. Super fun. I dated him for a while. He was very
Who
nice.
Is that?
I liked him. Okay. This was the Demi. Nerdy one. Demi, the nerdy kind of like chubby one.
Mm-hmm. I love Demi. I thought he was great. I prefer Hamidé, but he was really.
Obviously. Yeah. Obviously. Great. But Demi was fun and cool. But yeah, this is you got to be in charge. Some people, that's the problem. Some people don't like being charged, but I don't mind being like, this is where I want to go.
But I also love, like, you come with a plan, like a plan, and I'm like, cool. Yeah. Like, I love that. Like, I hate the, what do you want to do? And I'm like,
I
know.
I can't, like, you're asking me for this. Like, come to me with something.
Right. Yeah. Don't make me put in.
To me, that's hot. Much-
It is. I agree. It's really hot. A man who has a plan.
To come in with effort.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. Like, yes.
I love that.
Even now.
What if you don't like what they want to do?
Then you tell them.
I like being the one to choose what we're going to do.
That's true. I mean, like, ultimately, I'm going on a date that he planned, and I'm excited he planned it. But I'm like, I don't know if this is exactly what I want to do, which is like going and like hopping, walking around and getting different tacos. But I do like a walking date, to be honest.
So explain to me the tacos thing, because
is it taco trucks or is it taco restaurants?
I think it's taco trucks. I think it's trucks. I think it's we're going to walk around. Around not my neighborhood, but like kind of close. We're starting off of Franklin. But his thoughts were he offered picnic and he offered walk around taco crawl and also kind of a fancy cocktail place. And I ultimately picked the walking one because the picnic felt like way too much.
I'm trapped.
I can't leave. I'm on a picnic. The cocktail drinks one felt a little too fancy, not exactly the vibe I wanted. And I was like, okay, I think being mobile would be nice. I do like walking and talking on a date, honestly. It's a thing. I do enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. I do enjoy that too. But, you know, I think I would have picked the cocktail place.
Yeah.
For the first date. And then been like,
can you walk to the cocktail place?
For sure.
Drink first, then we walk.
For sure. And the thing is, like,
you gotta have a drink.
Yeah, if I don't love the taco, then I'll be like, okay, let's go to this place here. You know,
yeah.
I can always take control of our walk. Mm-hmm. You know, I can decide where we're walking to.
What kind of lawyer is this?
Finance?
Yeah.
Here, we met on, okay, so the Jewish app, if you can believe it. Lox Club.
I used to be on
Jenny, are you Jewish?
Oh, Lox Club.
Yes.
I was on J-Swipe.
Oh.
Yes, girl. I'm
not Jewish. I just like Jewish guys.
I would
love to convert. Just seems like a lot of paperwork, a lot of time, big commitment.
A lot of talking to the rabbi, a lot of, you know,
which I'm
Torah.
Open to. Yeah. No, I want to do it.
I mean, it's fun to be Jewish. Love being Jewish, really recommend. So is my opinion about Judaism. Yeah. I recommend it. It's cool. But he's a finance lawyer.
Where does he live? Does he live in Brooklyn or Murray Hill?
I think he.
This is the option.
I think he lives in.
It's the only place lawyers live.
I don't know.
Park Slope, Murray Hill.
I think he
Forum
lives,
Hill.
I think he lives in Brooklyn. I will show you a picture and then you guys can decide what you think.
No.
No?
A demon?
A demon?
Stop.
Let me see. Wait, bring it closer. I can't see. Wait, hold on. Let me
see. Is he a demon to you?
Let me see. Okay,
close
next picture.
Get,
next
that
picture.
One's scary.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm frightened. Yeah, I absolutely am.
Jenny, I can't see. Is there one where he's wearing a, what are those hats called? What is that called?
A yarmulke? No.
The other one with the flat brim, a fitted. He was wearing a fitted in the prior photo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Okay, we don't like it?
Okay. No, I like it. I actually like it.
Hey, Carolina, you can hardly see the picture.
Okay, no. I see them now. Let me see.
Oh, now I'm going to be trapped. I'm trapped.
No.
Tacos. Okay.
Wait. Yes.
No,
I'm judging
don't
you.
Not go on it because
no, go on the date. Go on the date. He does look like a demon, but I still want you to go on the date with him.
Like,
that's a bad photo. Tell him to change that photo.
Okay.
That man doesn't know how to have a conversation, I don't think. I'm scared.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Who took that? And whose dog is that? Is that
his
dog?
I don't know. I hope not a Pomeranian, because Pomeranians are freaky.
Pomeranians are for guys who have girlfriends. If you're asking me, that's his ex-girlfriend's dog in his bag on his dating profile.
Honestly, Jenny, just I would go on a date with that guy too. I wouldn't have any expectations of him, but I would go on a date with that guy and I would make you pay for everything.
Yes. I mean, ultimately that is what's going to happen. And don't worry about me. I will have another plan after. Don't worry. I'm going to have an
app. You never know. You never know. I say go in there with the open mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to go on a date. Next time you go on a date, can I come?
Yeah.
I love going on dates with people. I go on dates with Marie. Okay. Andrew, I go on dates with Marie and she'll tell you I'm very good on a date.
And you're the time too.
Yeah.
Really? With just two other people there on a date and you're just there?
Yeah, I did that with Marie. I've done that with Marie multiple times.
I'm intrigued and also nervous.
How are you utilized in the date?
Yeah.
Because I am an amazing wing woman. Okay. I am an amazing wing woman. I know when to shut the fuck up and I know when to ask the right questions. I know when to drop good information.
Disprove this.
Wow.
Okay.
That time in Miami
with Joaquin does not count. I was very drunk.
I don't trust you ever again. It was horrible. It was horrible. She ran right up and was like, you guys are making it. It was horrible. Okay. In a date setting, I will say Carolina brings a fun, levity to the situation. Is it a curveball for the man? Always.
Sure.
So this also shows, can this guy hang? Because you don't want a guy who's not going to be able to hang out with your friends. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a good thing to get out of the way immediately. But I would say Carolina brings just a lighthearted, takes away, you know, the awkward tension of it just being, you know, you two at first.
So, and I know when to be quiet, but like I won't overtalk.
Wait, I don't know about that.
Do these people that you're going on dates with, like, do they know that Carolina is also coming?
Well, so for the last time that I crashed a date, it was Marie, and the guy did not know I was coming, and Marie kept saying that I couldn't come. She kept saying, no, you can't come. And I said, well, just let me walk you there. And then the guy opened the door and he was like, oh, hey. And she was like, this is my friend Carolina. And I was like, and he was like, yeah, you want to just come in for a little bit? I was like, well, you know, just for a minute.
And then you stayed.
Just for a little bit, though. That's the thing. I stayed for a little bit. I had a glass of wine or two. I just said what I had to say, listened. I said, oh, well, you know, Marie does that. You know, just a little bit of that. And then I go. I knew when to exit.
That's good. That's really important to know when to exit the date. I'll think about it, Carolina. I'm a little, I don't know how, I've been on dates like recorded for the podcast, but that feels even like less pressure.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I've done speed dates on this podcast.
How?
Wow.
Wow. Well, one during the pandemic where they were all on Zoom. And like three in a row. Okay. And then one of those people I ended up
And you
up
were like,
dating.
Can I record this?
Yeah, they knew. It was a prompt on my Hinge. Okay. I was like, if you want to go on a date with me for my podcast, it was a prompt on my Hinge. Oh. And one of them I dated for 2.5 months. So it worked. And then I just did one live in studio. The episodes are out there. And that was actually fun. And then I went on a second date with one of them. But
so I don't
ultimately not for me.
So you wouldn't want me to be there? And the people that are listening to the podcast can't even help you wing woman.
That's true. This is a very good point. But I don't know. It just feels more pressure. It feels like more pressure if you're also there, Carolina. I don't know why that is.
No, that's the thing. It won't even feel like that. It's feel like we're having fun.
I would. It's it's the opposite, actually.
Okay.
The other day, my friend Danielle came on a date with me and Hamide. I mean, it wasn't a date. We just like all spent the day together and it was so much fun.
I mean, it sounds like a blast. And I ultimately having dates where I'm kind of disappointed. So, and I'm a little bored and I at least know we wouldn't
be
bored.
This is what you need to do. You need to say, do you want to take me and my friend out to karaoke?
Well, also when I was going on dates, my friend Abby around Crown Heights as well, we'd be, you know, at the place having a great time. Oh my God, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go. You know, maybe when there's, you know, an hour left of the date, you know, where it's 11:30 or something, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, fun, things are good. Let me leave you in this horny place.
Exactly.
You know, that's a beautiful way to do it. because the ice is broken. Mm-hmm. Everyone's having a good time. And now, you know, it's really a lot easier.
Okay, I love it. You've convinced me. You've convinced me that it's a gift. You really have.
Great.
And I'm also now wondering, okay, so we're going to see if I end up going on this date tonight with this lawyer, because now I'm so stressed.
No, oh my God, that's tonight?
Yeah. Now I'm stressed.
Where's the date? But
are you coming?
Caroline's going to show up on her bike. Caroline's just going to bike next to you guys, like, to all the taco places.
Yeah.
Falling off of it.
Fuck you. I'm actually going to pick up my bike today. I'm going to have my baby back.
Do not ride that bike again.
I am riding the bike.
Everyone
home.
I know and love is falling off bikes right and left. Bikes need to be outlawed.
People fall off bikes. No bikes.
No bikes, babe.
Okay. But we're kind of at the point where I need to ask if you brought any receipts for me, just because that is ultimately what the podcast is about.
I just want to say, it made me kind of sad looking through my texts with Hame.
Why?
Like, because I was like, first of all, like, he is not, like, he never texts me like, you sexy fucking bitch. Like, he never texts me anything. He never sexts me. He never sexts me. And that upset
me. That's because you're in bed. You're already there.
And then, like,
what's he
going to
do it at work?
Like, the text messages, they're just not giving. Like, they're just so plain and basic. And I was really disappointed. I was like, wow, we need to be... Because I feel like when we see each other, it's on and popping and it's lit. Mm-hmm. And like, we have a good relationship, but we don't text. We just text about like things that need to get done. Well, like, this is a, here's a receipt. Yeah. Of him asking me what kind of tampons I want.
I mean, that's useful.
I find that disgusting. I'm like, I'm not trying to be some whack washed up old bitch that's married. And then we just over here talking about tampons.
I mean, I know you're not that in real life. And texting can just be a tool now. That's kind of nice that it's just a tool for you too.
Then I have a text where he tells me that him and the cat can't wait to see me. I'm just like, come on.
That's cute.
That's cute though.
Yeah, but where's the
where's
like,
the fire? Where's the cat and my dick and I are all excited to see you? Is that what you're hoping for?
So what I was hoping is that maybe we could come up with a sex to send to Hamidin.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes.
What should I say?
He's not currently home right now.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's good. That's important. Because if he's in the next room, that's a different kind of text.
Do you sext Frank, Melissa?
Yeah, I mean, well, we didn't see each other the first, like, 2 months of pandemic. So
yeah,
it was
but
barely,
now that you
I
see
mean,
each other,
more...
do you
Oh,
sext?
Yeah, I was in a pics. Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, every once in a while, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. It's not like, you know, it's more a pic and response and maybe a couple. It's not, like, as it was when, like, because otherwise I just can't, like, come over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll sex a little bit.
I sent Hamidin a picture of me during Ramadan when I was in Miami in my bathing suit. It was actually me and Melissa in my bathing suit. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you can't send me pictures like that during Ramadan. And I was like,
that's hot. Ramadan, I know, so is bad. Not supposed to be sexy, but like, it's I was like, oh my God, sexual. This is the horniest thing
it
ever.
It was though. Can I tell you
You're
something?
Literally
that's so horny.
Sleeping in bed and you can't touch. And like, yeah,
that's
you
so
can't
horny.
Touch. We had sex so much.
Not in a horny way.
No. You can touch after
just
the
after
sun
the sun
goes
down.
So we had a lot of sex during Ramadan, and it was freaky sex because we could not touch, we could not kiss during the day. And
so
I just felt
daytime.
Like there was like a vibe there during Ramadan where it was
That sounds
totally.
That's hot. I love that. The rules
like,
make it hot.
To me,
yeah.
That's the hottest thing ever. When we didn't have sex for like 2 months into a cabin. That's all I'll say. But it was just like, that's, you need to, if you're in a relationship, sometimes just like not have sex and like let it build up.
Okay. I had a horrible thought that maybe you can't send him, but baby, I want you to fuck me like it's Ramadan. Is that horrible?
Ooh. Ah!
I don't
love
know what
that.
He's gonna say.
He'd be like, okay.
I'm sending it.
Okay, really?
Are you? Oh my God, fun.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
I just sent it.
Yes.
I don't know what he's going to say.
Should I just send Frank a pic of boob and see what he says?
Yeah, probably.
No, he'll, it's very predictable.
Mm. What does he say?
Oh my God.
No, that's like, good.
Oh my God. You know, send emojis or something. My text is not horny at all. The one I picked, because it's the only one that I really, that stands out in my memory of, I was like, this is who he is and our relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Are you ready? You're non-horny receipt.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
I don't know. I honestly don't even know what I'm mad about. I could, I guess, dig through and figure it out. Baby, I know you're taking revenge and I support you in everything, but I think you'll be happier if you forgive, let this go, and take the power out of other people's actions.
Wow.
I fucking love Frank.
Isn't that the funniest thing you've ever heard? I remember being so angry at being like, that's hilarious to me. Like, I know your taste for revenge.
I know your taste for revenge.
I have such a taste. That's why I was like, this dude knows me. He's like, I know that she's half enjoying this rage, and that is aimed entirely at him, even though obviously it's about other people as well. But like, he's getting all of it.
I love that. And, I love that he knows that you can. You've got hate in your heart, and he loves it.
I have hate in my heart, man. Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, he's there for it.
An evil queen. We love that. We love. Yeah. It's important to take your power.
Yeah.
He hasn't responded, has he, Carolina?
No.
Oh my God. No. Is he working? No. Work's over. He's working.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness. We'll love.
I'm really excited.
I'm really excited.
I'm scared.
I'm excited.
And when he's probably going to call me. That's also another reason why our texts are whack. Mm-hmm. Because I will text and he will call.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's adult, I feel like, to just be like, let's just talk about it over the phone. I love it.
Also, he's driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's driving. So he's always like.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like phone calls with someone that I'm dating. I don't like phone calls when it's, I don't know what this situationship is. Then I'm stressed by a phone call. But I like a phone call with a boyfriend. That's nice.
I like being on the phone with anybody. So even if we don't date, if we're just seeing each other and you call me, you get more points.
Oh, really?
No?
Not for me. I don't know.
Why is that weird?
Well, I know I did this with Frank and maybe like another person at some point that I'm not really remembering, but like when you're casually dating and then all of a sudden you randomly just talk on the phone for a long time, to me, I'm like, ooh, like I love like things that are like very relationshipy that you like accidentally drop in kind of like organically, like you like watch TV together and like, you know, eat in bed or something. And you're like, oh, this is like boyfriend shit, but you know, we're just fucking. Then I think that's like really fun. And I think a phone call can kind of be like that.
Absolutely. It can be like that and fun, but sometimes I don't like it if I'm surprised. If I'm like, what? Like, you didn't text me that you were going to call me, you know, with someone. No, I'm crazy. Okay.
Horrifying. I scared a guy like that. Like, I was like, well, I think I was also probably high. It was, you know, a really high time in my life. And I called, and so I was like, hello. And he was like, hi. And I was like, what? That's what I mean. Like, it was like rude the way that I was, honestly, but it did just kept catch me off guard,
right? You're a little bit like, what?
He's like, no, I'm just calling to talk to you. And I was like, oh, sorry, regroup. And
I'm like that. It's me testing you. If I feel like I'm starting to like you, obviously I'm a Virgo, I'm going to test you a lot because I'm like that. So one of my tests is,
Frank says that all the time, you're always testing me.
Yeah, I am.
Are you both Virgos?
Yeah, we're both Virgos.
Wow. Powerful.
We're both double people. Virgos. We're both
powerful.
Virgos. We're both sun and rising. Yeah.
Wow. I'm sun and rising Sag. Double Sag.
Narcissist Sag.
Yeah.
But like, I will call them and their reaction to the call or like their response to the call. Like, if I call you and you don't act like you're excited or like you want to talk or anything like that, then you're dead into me. Like, you're absolutely
right. It's over.
Every guy I've ever dated and kind of liked, you must be willing to phone call me. Phone call me. Remember Mo, that guy you went on the date with me, Melissa?
I remember.
Phone calls. Yeah. Even that little Irish, that little freaky Irishman.
Really? Phone calls? That freaky Irishman? Wow. Yeah. I'll never forget that man Or that beautiful date at Stonewall, of all mm-hmm. places. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. It was so fun. Okay, yes, I guess I've been on a date with you on your date. So it's only fair that you get to come on a date with me. That's my date. It's truly only fair.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's can the way you imagine how shocked charging. Your date would be?
Very. Well, especially or this maybe lawyer.
We should tell him. We should tell the date. Maybe not the lawyer. Okay, here's the thing. If you like the lawyer and you want to go on a second date, let him know I'm coming on the second date.
Okay. Okay. We'll see. Perfect. This is really truly that we'll find out if you get to meet him, Carolina, and if not him, someone else. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have one last little segment, which is a game. Do we feel ready for a game?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's called Quick and Dirty. It's four quick questions. They're not that dirty, honestly. And you just both answer one at a time. The first thing that comes to your mind. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Favorite flirty emoji?
Tongue.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what just I was the, say. Tongue. The tongue out. Yeah.
Just the tongue out. Both mm-hmm. of you, just the tongue out?
Yeah.
You both use that one? Oh my
just
God.
Just the tongue. Oh, yeah. Just the tongue.
Just okay. the tongue. Also, like the water droplets, like that one sure. I used. That.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sydney Washington, when she did this podcast, said that one was for pervs. And then she said it was her favorite one. So agreed. There you go. Yeah,
it is for pervs.
So there you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Biggest dating deal breaker.
Mm. I mean, just not being fun, I think.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. For me, it's the politics. It's the okay. politics for me,
oh,
honey.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Scary.
Jeez. But do you know what I mean? Like, no homophobia, yeah. no racism, no this-ism, no that-ism.
Yes.
No none of this-isms.
Yes.
None of the isms.
You can be boring and, yeah.
Is, yeah. Yeah, yeah be Jesus, boring, God. But, like, don't vote for Trump. Like, for
yeah.
sure. Yeah. Anytime I see a moderate on Hinge, I'm like, ah! Who are you and what is wrong with you?
No, those people scare me. I don't care.
We're Terry. I don't want any of that.
Get out. Get out.
That's the big deal breaker.
Absolutely.
That is seriously like would literally make my like vagina curl inside mm-hmm. itself. Like something that comes off where you're like, was that? Even if it's just like not quite okay.
Mm-hmm.
Done. End of story. And I think everyone should put that into their dating repertoire, everyone who's listening.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just your vagina's the Sahara Desert if you see a moderate on Hinge. Nope.
Yeah.
It's not happening. Yeah. It's dread. It's dead and it's dry here. Okay. Hottest thing about your significant other? Hottest thing. The TV emoji is going.
I feel like I can't just.
Okay, don't say it.
Say like.
His dick.
Okay. Yeah, I would say like big dick.
Okay.
And face. Like all of it. It's all
and
it's
also
all
face. And also face. Okay.
God damn
yeah,
it.
I was gonna say everything. God damn I think it. He's hot, everything. But you know those things too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I love it.
Sorry, I'm really failing at this game.
No, you're perfect. You're both doing you're the best at this okay. game. You're the best
Melissa,
at this game.
You got no, horny. I know you look horny, Melissa. Everybody on this call is horny.
You're putting on your glasses, hey, Melissa. A bit you're horny today. It's allowed.
Everybody's horny today. Everybody on this call right now horny.
It's a horny
it's
day.
True. It's a horny day. It's a Friday. We're horny. It's a Friday.
Is that what it is? Maybe that's what it is.
It's a Friday and we're horny. It's normal. Friday's a horny day. Okay, this is the last question. Read receipts. Yes or no? Read receipts.
No. I think like I wish that I was that way. Actually, you know what? Maybe I aspire to be read okay. receipts because like I ignore a lot of things. I don't know why I'm being this vulnerable. I have 340 unopened texts.
Oh my God.
So like if everybody knows that I'm reading them, but then they know. So it's like, it would just be me being mm-hmm. upfront about it. And these are not all like real people. These are like bots and like
sure.
you know, things that I've signed up for to get sent off.
Right.
You know, We have Gabriel volunteer with someone for mayor.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
We're getting those texts.
So,
yeah.
Like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
But I would love to have the leave someone on.
Yeah. What's your question, Carolina?
Does read receipts go both ways? So, like, I can see if someone read my text, or like, how many hasn't read this yet? It just says delivered.
Yeah. So he has read receipts.
Yes.
Do you?
I think so.
Okay. Do you like it?
Wait, do I? I don't.
No, I don't know. Because on all my texts, you can see.
Don't care.
Delivered.
Oh, delivered. Delivered is normal. But read and seen are read receipts. Delivered's normal.
Okay. So then no, I don't think I have them for everyone. But for Hamidays, it's you can see read and
okay.
delivered.
Do you like that for him?
Honest man.
An honest yeah. man. He always does what he says he's going to do.
He really
so
do.
So responsible.
He really do. But that can also be annoying.
Right.
And I do like that for him because now I know he didn't read the text.
And we're all waiting for when he does.
Yeah, because I don't send him texts like that. Like,
I can't
remember the last time I did.
Maybe it'll be a new thing that you add to the repertoire. Mm-hmm. And the Receipts podcast is the inspiration for you to add a little bit more sex into the texting.
Yeah. Cause it's like the sex, honestly, as long as the sex is happening in real life, that's the important thing. But also I think there's something like yeah. fun about sexting and like flirty.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
For sure.
It's fun. I love sending a dirty picture. It's fun.
I used to, yeah. You know what? I got a new Savage Fenty set. Let me get some pics.
Okay, so we all have a plan for this evening. That's really good. I love mm-hmm. this. We're all sexting tonight. We're super horny.
You might have sex tonight, Jenny.
Lawyer who's taking me for tacos? I don't know.
Oh my God. Maybe just like do it. Like even if you're like, I don't want to see him again. If like the vibe is at least like horny, you know, it's just, yeah, just do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Like if
are you dating to get to find a relationship right now? Or are you just trying to have a fun summer?
Both. I'm dating to have a fun summer. But if it led to something, I would like that.
Okay.
I'm open to it leading to something, but I'm
I think
also
drop that
fun.
Last part. I think like
drop the last part.
Sure,
and just
but
have
like
a good
energetically.
And fuck that lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because some of us can't yeah. fuck lawyers tonight. Some of us can't.
I know, but you can fuck the things that your
that's true
boys do. You can fuck the things that those boys do.
Yeah, I can. But it's
so
not
you can.
The same.
Okay, the same. I'm sorry. They're not lawyers.
It's not about the lawyer. I just mean like, I can't fuck a stranger tonight.
That's
you can.
True. Stranger.
That's the point. It's not okay. about being a lawyer. He can be anything.
And that's beautiful.
And that
and
is beautiful.
Beautiful.
And that's
and
really beautiful and really empowering. And I've had so much fun on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I love you too, Hoes with Feelings. I hope that everyone who's listening is going to subscribe immediately right now to Hoes. And how do they follow you on social media? Let's drop the handles.
Mine is at Carobina.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Carobeanah, like Bina. And Melissa's is Melissa Rich.
Friend and publicist.
Yes,
we love it.
Some underscores. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Easy to find.
It's Melissa underscore Rich. Underscore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, underscore. Perfect. Perfect. This has been so much fun. I hope everyone has a super horny weekend. And thanks for listening to Receipts.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence. Hosted by Jenny Gorlick.
And produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequa, JenNyCestQuoi on Instagram and at Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuiguy at MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Cheno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.